Welcome to the Viking Psychiatry Podcast, where you get the support you need when you need it. At the helm is Sean Goddard, owner of Viking Psychiatry, veteran, and dual-certified nurse practitioner specializing in mental health.
Ever wonder what a Spravato treatment entails? In an upcoming episode, the owner of Viking Psychiatry pulls back the curtain on the cutting-edge depression therapy. Welcome back, everyone. Garfield Bowen, co-host slash producer, back in the studio with Sean Goddard. Sean, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
So, Sean, what does a Spravato treatment look like?
Yeah, so I think that's a two-part question, right? What does the standard treatment look like, and what do people go through? And so if you talk about a standard treatment, clients come in, we get a set of vitals on them, which includes like blood pressure, pulse ox, heart rate. And then depending on the amount of dose that they're getting, they have multiple devices that they spray in their nose, what's called intranasally. And then they get to sit back in a dark room with a nebula light going on in the ceiling, right? And some sound machines going on in the background, sit back in a recliner, and you kind of just relax and let go and let the Spravato take you where it takes you in your mind. And then after about 40 minutes, we come in and we check your blood pressure again, make sure that you're doing okay. And then you get to sit back, relax a little bit more time. The last hour is not near as intense. And then at 2 hour mark, we check those vitals again. And if you're doing well, you're doing stable, then you get to leave in the company of somebody driving you home.
Okay. So someone coming for treatment, how long should they expect to stay?
Yeah. So for a standard treatment, it's going to be on average about 2 to 2.5 hours. And then there is a protocol associated with that treatment, right? So when we treat depression, right, especially when you're talking about depression that's been there a while, we really have to hit at it a few times. And so with a standard Spravato treatment, you actually come in twice a week for 4 weeks, and then once a week for 4 weeks, and then once every other week for 4 weeks. So you have about a 12-week commitment with this. And right. So we hit it really hard at the beginning, and then we begin to taper you down to make sure as your depression improves from the Spravato that you're able to maintain that remission and that improvement without having to continue Spravato on a semi-weekly or every other week type schedule.
We talked about depression in some of the other episode, and it's such a vast topic, and is different level of depression. Which patients, Sean, will be ideal for Spravato?
You know, when it comes to the appropriate client for Spravato, it really comes down to the individual wanting to make a difference. But when it comes to the FDA approval and what's expected, they do expect people to either A, have treatment-resistant depression. And so most people, when you say a word like treatment-resistant depression, or what I call stubborn depression, for people to make sense, they think that you have to have failed 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 medications. And most insurance companies only require that you've failed 2 to 3 medications, right? So this isn't a first-line treatment for somebody who's just going to get their depression treated for the first time. But if you've tried 2 or 3 medications and you haven't responded, well, you don't need to go through another 5 or 6 failures and another year or 2 years, right? You become eligible for Spravato at that time. And the other side of it is it's approved to treat acute suicidality. So if you have somebody that's struggling with suicidal thoughts, those failures don't matter. It's about that acute need for treatment. And in that case, anybody who is feeling acute suicidality, leaving aside any reasons that might leave you medically unqualified for Spravato, that's somebody who could potentially get Spravato right away.
This sounds like a great thing for you to have in your tool chest, huh?
It's one of the best tools I have, and I'm so glad that we have it available here for people to choose from.
Love it, Sean. You have a wonderful rest of the day. We'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks for listening to the Viking Psychiatry Podcast, where you get the support you need when you need it. For a complimentary consultation, visit vikingpsychiatry.com or call 260-459-9225. That's 260-459-9225. 859-9225.